Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires. We are going back to 1995 at the Long Beach Grand Prix to listen to just the sounds of divinity. The Kart IndyCar Series 2.65 liter turbocharged V8 engines around the street course. At this time, we hadn't reached the peak of a zillion manufacturers involved in kart. That would come a year later in 96, 97. More and more would come in. For right now, for what we're about to listen to, predominantly Ilmor-built engines, Mercedes-badged Ilmors, the Ford XBs. We have a Honda in the field as well. So the quick backstory on this, other than I think everyone, well, just about everyone who was there to see them and hear them, commenting that this era, the 2.65 turbocharged V8 era, best sounding IndyCars ever. The backstory is, 95, I'm working for the Genoa Racing Indy Lights team, so I'm at Long Beach as a part of that crew, and I'm obviously a part of the media today. Back then, that wasn't a part of the media, but whenever I was at a track, you might have heard me mention before, I'd always bring my camera, something, so that between sessions, when we were done with the lights car or Atlantic car, whatever it was, if I had a few minutes to peek out while the Indy cars were on track, while I was working in the junior formulas, try and snap some photos, something. It was always a passion. It definitely serves me today when I need photos from back in the day, because at a lot of these races I have my own to use. Well, at Long Beach in 95, I got a bug to record the sounds. And so with a friend who bought a little DAT recorder, a Sony digital audio tape recorder, he had a mic stand, so I actually brought like a mic stand you would see if you went to a concert, and a fairly regular microphone that he lent me. Between sessions, when I could sneak away, sorry General Racing, love you, but yeah, if you wondered where I was, this is what I was doing. I was going out to a few different corners, also pit lane, I believe. And, yeah, just a weird guy with a mic stand and a microphone there, which is really not how you're meant to record these things, but I didn't know any better when I was 24, 25. Long story short, captured all this on digital audio tape, and it sat buried in, I don't know how many times I've moved since then, but I happened to find it within the last couple of months, so it basically sat for 20-plus years, and I've transferred it to digital, and we get to listen to the heroes from back then. This race won by Al Unser Jr. In a Penske. I mean, again, we're talking the sounds of Al Unser, Emerson Fittipaldi, Paul Tracy, Michael Andretti, Vassar, Robbie Gordon, Fittipaldi, DeFerrin, Ray Hall. Just, again, the heroes and legends of the day with the best sounding engines imaginable. So I hope you enjoy this. I only have one of them. I wish I had a whole bunch of these to dig out, but this is kind of my one real audio throwback that I happen to have that I captured 23 years ago. All right, you know you can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, and we also post everything right away on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, which I would genuinely urge you to join. I would also ask you, if you like this, please share it. Because spreading the IndyCar gospel is something that, if you have a passion for it, evangelizing is nothing but a good thing for your heart. All right, off we go with an old MP recording from 1995, Long Beach Grand Prix Kart IndyCar Series. Thank you. and those were the unmistakable sounds of CART's 2.65-liter turbocharged V8 formula around Long Beach. We know that the Verizon IndyCar Series has plans to up its horsepower in the next couple of years to something in the 900 range. Believe we're going to get more revs. Don't foresee us moving out of the current twin-turbo V6 formula. So, although I wish I could say that we might be hearing very similar, if not almost identical sounds to this one, had IndyCar really been pushing for a larger displacement, something in the 2.6, 2.8 liter V8, we might get these similar turbo sounds that so many of us miss. But while I don't expect them to be back in the current version of IndyCar, well, we do at least have this little soundtrack back from 1995 to draw from whenever we want to feel good and reminisce about the good old days. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires. Thank you for listening.